This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1011. Surprise! Have we met before? What to say in this situation? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What do you say when you find yourself engaged in a conversation with a new person, then you realize that you have met the person before? Hear Lindsay's story from the podcasting conference and get all of the phrases that you need today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, really good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, everything's fine over here. I have a question. You went to a podcasting conference recently, didn't you?
I did. Isn't that so nerdy? Well, it's not nerdy because I love podcasting.
It's cool.
The nerdy is cool now, right? I mean, the cultural shift.
That's right.
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it was so cool. It was held in Philly this year. And, you know, there were like 2,500 people there, actually. It was huge.
Wow.
It was huge. And there were also, the cool thing is that there was like broadcasting was there this year, meaning like NPR and the big, big radio names are getting interested in podcasting and what's going on in the podcasting world. Podcasting in the past has always been this like weird niche thing that no one really cared about. You know, it was just a techie thing. But now it's kind of going mainstream, which is so exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So did you know anybody there? Did you run into anybody? How did it work?
Yeah, it was so funny. I actually did run into someone that I had known from or sort of known or met a few times from way back when. And I want to really tell that story in just a second. But first, Michelle, let's just remind our listeners about something. Guys, we were looking at some of our stats and we noticed that about 1 in 10 of you guys are actually listening to the podcast, but you're not subscribed to the podcast. Michelle, why is it important to subscribe, to hit subscribe in your podcast player?
Okay. Well, I mean, guys, because if you hit subscribe, you are going to get information about, like, sometimes we put up bonuses completely randomly. We do app updates, things like that. And you want to be able to get that information, but you're not going to get it unless you're subscribed.
Definitely. And guys, obviously it's free to listen to a podcast. It's free to subscribe. So hit subscribe in your podcast player now so that you never miss an episode from us. You don't want to miss one.
No, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Definitely not.
Go for it. Go subscribe. Do it now. We'll wait. Just joking. Okay.
All right. Awesome. So yeah, I did. I ran into this guy. His name is Steven. He's a podcaster. He's actually based in Boston, surprisingly enough. But there's kind of a funny story there. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please do tell.
Yeah. So it was the second night of the podcasting conference. It was Wednesday night, and I went to a happy hour in town in Philly, which, by the way, it was nice having the conference in Philly because you could walk around the city, lots of walking. It was great. And I walked into the happy hour. It's so crowded. It's so loud and everyone is making noise and just socializing and having fun. And there's this one guy who's kind of like watching me as I walk into the bar, and he's kind of like a little bit taller than others, and he's there and he sees me. And so I naturally just walked straight up to him because he looked like he was interested in talking. And we started talking like, hey, how's it going? You know, what do you do? And he asked me what I did. And I said, oh, I have an ESL podcast, an English as a Second Language podcast. And he says, oh, that's so cool. Do you know someone? He said a name and I didn't know that person. And then he said, but, and also there were two podcasters, there were shows, two women. One of them had moved to Japan. One of them was in Boston. And I was like, wait, are you talking about us? We're all English. That's us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So apparently he actually had interviewed us on his podcast back in 2013 or 14, like way back when we first got started. Yeah. So funny. So it was so weird because we were chatting for about 5 minutes without knowing that we had not only met before, but I had been on his podcast before.
Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? That's so funny. And like, so, I mean, then did you feel like after you realized, I mean, you must have had a good laugh.
Yeah, it was really, I felt like totally shocked, actually. I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. I also felt a sense of familiarity and it reminded me of that time. It was so cool. And then we ended up chatting for like an hour. It was really cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to say probably then you realized like, oh, you had a lot to catch up on.
For sure. It was so cool. Maybe we'll have Steven on the podcast at some point. Very cool.
Yeah, he does a lot of awesome.
Personal, a lot of like confidence building, personal growth stuff. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's great. So, well, that sounds good because it sounds like it wasn't really an awkward situation. It wasn't like you both like didn't, like one of you recognized each, you know, the other one like for a long time. And because those things can get awkward. We could do another episode about that.
Yeah, we could do another episode when one person recognizes the person, the other has no clue who they are. That's bad.
That's so awkward, but that happens for sure.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, but Lindsay, you wanted to tell us some phrases that would be good in this situation. So, like, if you guys, if you're in a situation and it happens where you're talking to someone for a while and then you both didn't realize that you actually know each other from the past, right? And how can you express that? What can you say and, you know, build that connection? So, Lindsay, what's the first thing that you could say?
Exactly. So the most common one is, I knew you looked familiar, or I knew you seemed familiar. And this is what he said to me. I mean, this is real English, guys, coming right from this interaction, right? Very authentic English for you guys. He said, I knew there was something about you that was familiar. You know, he kind of expressively said that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right? Of course. I also felt the same like vague familiarity about him. So the phrase is, I knew you looked familiar, or I knew you seemed familiar.
Right. So that is what he actually said. So he was like the first one to say something like that.
I mean, once we realized it, like when he said, oh, there was two of them and one moved to Japan. And I was like, are you talking about Aller's English? and then we both kind of laughed. We're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then I can't remember who said it first, but we obviously both had to note that because that's kind funny. Of a big deal, that kind of interaction, right?
Of course. So I like that. Yeah, that sounds so natural. So I knew you looked familiar. I knew you seemed familiar. So Lindsay, let's give it a try, just how this might sound. So you want to start this?
Yeah. Wait a second. We know each other from last year's podcast conference.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. I knew you looked familiar. How have you been?
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So the next one we have is, I had a feeling ...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so basically, like, I had a feeling, I knew you, I had a feeling, I've seen you before, something like that, right, Lindsay? That sounds pretty natural.
I think that sounds super natural. Exactly. I had a feeling. So let's do a little role play and show our listeners how to use that one. Did you know that you can now listen to All Ears English with your family at home using Alexa? Enable the All Ears English skill if you live in Japan or the US. Then say, Alexa, open All Ears English to get it going and enjoy the show at home. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go. So anyway, I have a podcast all about cats. I'd love to hear your podcast sometime.
Yeah, and same for you.
Wait, I think we met last year.
Oh, you're right. That's so weird. I had a feeling I knew you when you introduced yourself.
Yes, great to see you again. Okay, so I would never have a podcast about cats, but...
Do you like cats?
No, I'm allergic to them. I'm not afraid of them, but like, I don't understand them. I just am not familiar. So
that's so funny.
I've just always been a dog person.
You know, these tips are important though, Michelle. I was thinking because, you know, in a conference like this, this conference has gotten bigger and bigger over the years. I feel like it doubled in size or something from last year when it was in California. You can feel a bit lost in a conference like this. It's the same when you're like on a big campus in college. When you have an encounter like this, like I needed this encounter, right? So I had been having like very superficial conversations at the conference, which happens naturally, right? But finally, there was someone there that I sort of knew I could have like a deeper conversation with. And so you need to note that occasion so you can transition into more interesting topics with that person, right? That builds the connection right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, some things I wasn't even thinking about it, but like how I told you, like in this situation, it's like one of us realized, like, so I said, like, wait, I think we met last year. And I realized in the first role play, I also had, wait a second, we know each other, right? So guys, take notes of those, get the transcripts and look over some of the phrases, because that could have been another episode as well. But we're focusing, right? On now we're focusing on like what to say. Like after you realize it, but pay attention to the phrases that we're using as well on the other end.
Yeah, we could totally do another episode on using wait in different places. But yeah, guys, go get the transcripts at allearsenglish.com. You can subscribe to them to get them every week at allearsenglish.com/subscribe, or you can get the previous ones. Like if you want to go back and get the one from today, you can go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. All right. Very cool. Okay. Awesome. What's next, Michelle? What else?
All right. So this is one that you also listed. And this one is interesting to me. I like it. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah. So it's I had a suspicion, right?
That one?
Okay. I had a suspicion. Oh, yes. It's, this one's, I feel is a little bit more rare, a little more articulate, a little more interesting, actually.
Yeah. I have a suspicious. Yeah. I feel like the other ones might be used like a little bit more, but I mean, this is also perfectly fine. I think it's, it may be a little bit like a formal sounding in a way. Maybe not formal, but just different.
It's different. Yeah. It's a little bit different. Like it might be part of your personal style or maybe not. Right. But it certainly fits. It's something that I feel like my mom would say for some reason. I don't know why, but it's just like her personal language. But, you know, if you guys are thinking of taking the IELTS exam this year, for example, you want to sound a little bit different. You want to sound a little bit more interesting than the other students. That's what gets you that 7 in vocabulary on speaking. Right. So this is just a good example. If you want to go over and learn more about IELTS, go subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. But just to note that, I mean, it is a little out of the norm using it here. But it sounds smart, it sounds interesting and articulate. So definitely, you know, go for it.
Definitely, I like it. All right, let's give it a try.
Okay, well, I'd love to talk more about business strategy for podcasting with you.
Oh, same here. Wait, is your podcast called All Ears English?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we met last year. That's so funny.
All right, Michelle, is it? I had a suspicion that I knew you when I first saw you, but I couldn't remember from where.
Too funny. and again, I realized that I used wait there as well. I was just didn't even realize it. But yeah, so I had a suspicion. That sounds really, yeah, how you use that sounds really natural to me. And then we had a little bonus phrase here at the end. What did I say at the end, Lindsay?
You said too funny.
Yeah, too funny.
Too funny. So also common, you know, it's just a way to make the language more interesting. It's too funny. It's not so funny. It's too funny. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I like one thing, the one little asterisk here we want to provide for our listeners is can we say, Michelle, so we're saying I had a suspicion. So then could we also say I was suspicious? What do you think?
I think that one would sound a little strange. I think usually, I mean, you could say I was suspicious, but I mean, you could say you're suspicious of someone, right?
Yeah, but a little bit different meaning, right?
When I think of like, oh, I was suspicious or something was suspicious, it's like there could be like an actual like problem or like, you know, like I think of like a suspicious bag or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So conversationally speaking, we don't use I was suspicious in this scenario. We wouldn't use it like I was suspicious that I knew you. No, that's kind of weird. That's weird. Right?
That wouldn't work.
I had a suspicion that we had met before. Fine. So just be aware, guys, that it doesn't work just because, you know, it doesn't work both ways. We can't take this core word and turn it into different forms. Okay. So that's important to know. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Definitely. So, okay. We have one more. And that one is I knew I recognized you.
Yeah.
I recognized you. All right. So here we go. All right. So yes, let's definitely be in touch. Let me just put your number in my phone and we can talk in the next week about ideas.
Awesome.
Okay. Wait. So you put your number in my phone.
Wait, you're already in here.
You're putting your number in my phone. So you took my phone. Sorry.
Okay. Got it. Uh-huh. Oh, wait, I'm already in here.
Really? Oh my gosh. We already met last year.
Oh, I knew I recognized you.
Oh, how funny. Oh, you meet so many people at these conferences, but now I remember.
Oh, that's funny. It's like Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I knew I recognized you. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. That's really good. So also super common. These are very, very approachable phrases for you guys. But yeah, it's important to note this situation when it happens.
For sure. So I thought we could try and put most of them together in one last role play because you could see how they could be used like if the conversation continues a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give us, even though we did little ones, I wanted to give us a little bit extra so you could see how it might continue from that first realization. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Here we go.
All right. So I think we tried to use most, if not all, but here we go. All right.
So what's the scenario here? Where are we?
We are at a mutual friend's picnic.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Oh, that's a great story. Something like that happened to me too, but it was a dog, not a cat.
Wait, I remember your story. Wait, is your name Lindsay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Michelle Kaplan. We met a couple years ago at Cherry's Barbecue.
Right. You seemed so familiar, and I was trying to remember how we knew each other.
I know, you too. I had a suspicion that we had met at another party, but I couldn't quite place your face, but I knew I recognized you from somewhere.
Too funny. I had a feeling when your cat story came up that I had heard it before.
Oh, well, it's great to see you again, Lindsay. Okay. Right. I don't know what it is today with me and the cats.
Yeah, you definitely have. Yeah, thinking about cats today. I don't know, Michelle.
No clue why. But So let's go through it. So yeah, we were talking, and then again, I said, "Wait, I remember your story." And then you said, "You seemed so familiar," right? So we added "so" here to really, you know, intensify it, right?
Yeah, very natural to add "so" to intensify something, guys.
Right, and then what did I say?
You said, I had a suspicion that we had met at another party, but I couldn't quite place your face. Rhymes. Cool.
I couldn't quite place your face. Sometimes people might say that if it's like, oh, I couldn't quite remember, like, where are you, right? And then you said, and then I said, but I knew I recognized you from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And then I said, oh, I had a feeling when your cat story came up that I had heard it before.
Okay, guys. So that's how the conversation might continue a little bit. And, you know, that you could continue to use these phrases. And I don't think that it sounded like overdone, really. Because I think, you know, if you realize in that moment, you know, the person, you might use some of these in a row.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, you might, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're going to kind of, like, when you have this moment that you realize that you've met the person before, it's going to, you'll be laughing, you're going to have to say a few things, right? You're going to comment on the situation for a couple of minutes, right, you know? So it's right. Not just one of these phrases, you're going to use multiple ones at the same time in the same conversation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, the takeaway is, you know, in this situation, don't be embarrassed. Instead, use it as a moment for connection. Like I said, the conference was huge this year. There were 2,500 people. I actually felt kind of overwhelming with how much bigger it was this year. In that kind of situation, and you connect with someone, it's great. It's a good opportunity to go deeper with someone. Okay. And, for sure. you know, and also it's possible that the person didn't recognize you as well. So you're not necessarily the only one. You're not remembering, you know, it probably goes both ways in many cases.
Right. In this situation, and like I said, we could do a follow-up about if you're sitting in that conversation and the person's talking to you like they know you and you're like, oh my gosh.
That's right? Another scenario.
That's another scenario. I would have to think long and hard about what to say in those situations. that's a real skill. So another important skill, especially so you don't make someone feel awkward. So guys, wait up for that. We'll try and get to that soon.
Exactly. This has been good, Michelle. Really good topic. And I'm glad we were able to pull in real native English, guys, from a real experience that I had at a conference here. This is what we like to do for you guys. Bring in real English.
For sure. Great. Okay. Well, great story, Lindsay. Thanks for sharing. And I'm glad you had fun at the conference.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.